Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Luke, chapter 15, verses 11 through 31. That is the book of Luke, the 15th chapter, verses 11 through verse 31. The scripture reads as follows. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he, the dad, divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs was eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate." Verse 25, "Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. 'Your brother has come,' he replied, 'and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back and safe and sound.' The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, 'Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, come home, you kill the fattened calf for him.' 'My son,' the father said, 'you are always with me and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.'" Saints, I want to speak today on the topic, Father's Love. This scripture is often called, the story about the prodigal son. There are a few things that I want to point out about this passage. Number one, it was the youngest son that left the home. They emphasize the word youngest. And they mean not only is he young in age, but he's young in maturity. The second point I wanted to bring out was the son went away to have fun. Now, saints, we all did it. We can't judge this son. He just wanted to go party a little bit and hang out with his friends. And he just wanted to do a few things that he couldn't do around his dad. He was young. This is what you do when you're young. The third point I wanted to bring out, he spent all his inheritance and was unable to live after the famine. You know, if I saved half the money that I squandered as a teenager or as a young man, I probably could have retired 20 years ago. I truly squandered a lot of money and had to make ends meet one way or another. Well, the son was no different. He was young. He was immature. He didn't know about financing. And it cost him. He lost everything that he had. The fourth point I wanted to bring out is the youngest son had to get a job feeding pigs. But he was still hungry. Boy, you're talking about humbling. He had lost everything. He had to take a job. Not just any job, but he took a job feeding pigs. Now, if you've ever been in a pig pen, you know that it is not the cleanest place in the world. It's not the best smelling place in the world, but it is what it is. Now, the youngest, they don't name these sons, but the youngest one was still hungry, even though he was working, because he really wasn't being fed by his boss. The fifth point that I wanted to make was that he came to his senses. You know, there are times where we do all these wild things and then finally we come to our senses. So, you know what? I have made a mistake. I have made a bad mistake. I left home where I had it better than I thought I had it. Went out on my own, spent all my money, and ended up feeding pigs. So he came to his senses in verse 17. In verse 18, it states that he wanted to go home and repent to his father. Now, I say the word repent. Yes, son wanted to go home and repent, but it wasn't because he was sorry, more so because he was hungry. Amen. Amen. That's not real repentance, but he was good with it. And number 7, his father welcomed him with open arms. Excuse me. And that was just something, considering that he had been gone all that time. The dad was so glad to see him, and he gave him a hug and kissed him. The 8th point I wanted to make, his son finally repented to his father and to God for the right reasons. He repented because he truly was sorry instead of he was hungry, which is true repentance. His father decided to have a celebration for his son who had returned. The father even mentioned the fact that his son was dead, but is now alive, spiritually meaning that he was lost, but now is found. Now, this story very easily could have ended at this point. And it would have been one of those happily ever after stories. And it still will be. But the story didn't end here. There was more to this story. Let's talk about the older brother in this particular passage that started with verse 25. And here are a few points that I want to bring out about the older brother. Point number 1, the older brother heard about a feast for the return of his brother and became angry. Wow. Instead of him celebrating the fact that his brother was finally back home, he became bitter and angry. The second point I want to bring up is the fact that the brother refused to be a part of this celebration, and his father had to go beg him to join in. Now, his brother was lost now. He was gone. But the older brother was like, well, I didn't leave. Why are we celebrating him? He decided to leave on his own. He squandered his inheritance, etc., etc. So he was not happy. The third point I wanted to make, the brother was full of himself and told his dad that he had been doing everything that was asked of him, but he never got a feast. You know, saints, when our father tells us to do something, and I'm talking about his father in this particular passage, you know, honor your mother and your father. Do what they say. There's no, the reward is the fact that he's giving you room and board. You know what I mean? You're staying there free. Okay? He's put a roof over your head. He's put clothes on your back. But yet, you think you should be rewarded for holding up your end of the bargain? It doesn't quite work that way. But, you know, a lot of people feel that way. The 4th point I wanted to make was the older brother referred to his brother as this son of yours, which I thought was very interesting. He tried to lay it on like this. I don't have nothing to do with this. This is your son that decided to leave. And he started pointing out the flaws of his brother, telling his dad what he already knew. But the dad corrected his older son in verse 32, which states, "But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours," check out, he said this brother of yours instead of this brother otherwise, "was dead and is now alive. He was lost and is found." The dad corrected him, said, don't lay this on me. He's still your brother, whether you agree with it or not. So don't say that this is a son of mine, when in fact this is your brother of yours. Amen? So the dad had to correct the oldest son on that. So the scripture doesn't go any further in detail about this. They could. But here's the thing. The older brother was very upset that the younger brother got all this attention, all because he decided to come back when he shouldn't have left in the first place. But here's the one thing that everybody misses when discussing this scripture. What they miss is the fact that the dad never asked his youngest son where he had been, what he had done, and he did not fuss at him, correct him. It was never mentioned. The father realized that none of this stuff mattered. He didn't need to know where he was or what he had done or any of that. The only thing that mattered is the fact that he returned and repented. Amen? Amen. So that's what the dad in this story did. Man, let me tell you about another dad. The father. Our father. Just like the dad in this story, when we go astray, and finally we realize that we made a mistake and we return to God, God doesn't ask us where we've been. God doesn't ask us what we're up to. And God does not pass judgment. He's so glad that you're back that he also welcomes us with open arms. Yes, we go astray. Excuse me. We go astray. It's part of the human condition. And it's also part of our walk. Everybody who is in love with Christ has strayed once or twice. It's normal. But God, just like the father in this story, and this is the whole reason in this story, is the fact that when we do go astray, God loves us anyway. And God doesn't ask us, why did we go astray? Where did we go? What did we do? He asks none of those questions. All he does is welcome us back. Saints, we are very fortunate to have a father that loves us just like the father in this story. For you know what? Because there's no love like a father's love. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come giving you praise and thank you for this word. Thank you, Lord, for loving us, for not accepting us for who we are, not judging us, not hating us, not asking us where we've been, what we've been doing when we go astray. But Father, you celebrate just like the father in this story when we return. Your joy is plentiful. We may not get a fattened calf, but we do get blessed by coming back, Lord. You bless us, you love us, and we thank you for that. We thank you for your grace and your mercy on us when we go astray and come back. Help us, Lord, not to go astray. Help us to stay on the path which is narrow and straight. Keep us straight, Lord. Help us to develop our relationship with you so that the chances of us straying left or right will be less. Help us, Father, to understand that you are a loving God that loves us no matter what. Oh, Lord, we are so thankful for that. We love you, Lord. I pray, Lord, that your word will go forth throughout the nations, May you be glorified in it and draw people to hear your word. Father, I thank you. We thank you and ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.